USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi of California announced Sunday night the House will vote Thursday on the Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill. That's the smaller one, pushing back an original plan vote for today. Lawmakers will still debate the bill on the House floor on Monday, but the actual vote will be pushed to September 30th. The vote is only part of what seems to be a jam-packed week in the House. In addition to the vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, Democrats are also aiming to take action on the $3.5 trillion social spending program. Also looming for the first time in U.S. history, the federal government could default on our $28 trillion debt, as a government shutdown will happen October 1st if lawmakers can't get together. So when Las Vegas, Nevada spent nearly $2 billion on a new stadium for the Raiders football club, it appears the new digs come with microphones in the goalposts. The miss by the Dolphins kicker allowed the Raiders to win in overtime 31-28 on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Disney and Marvel Comics are heading to a showdown in the world of superheroes. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Disney has filed lawsuits in both Los Angeles and New York seeking to stop the heirs to Marvel Comics artists and writers from reclaiming rights to characters such as Iron Man, Thor, and Spider-Man, which their relatives helped create. The media giant acquiring Marvel in 2009, the Marvel Cinematic Universe franchise has made nearly two dozen films, including some of the highest-grossing superhero movies ever, including Marvel Studios' four Avengers films. The entertainment giant has been served with copyright termination notices. Disney is seeking to have federal judges on both coasts rule that the Burbank-based entertainment conglomerate is the sole owner of the rights to the characters. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced late Sunday night the House will vote Thursday on a Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill, pushing back an originally planned vote for today. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Back in 2013, Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney from Wyoming voted against gay marriage, a decision she tells CBS News was a mistake as her gay sister and American attitudes have changed.
It's wrong. I love my sister very much. I love her family very much. And I was wrong. It's a very personal issue and very personal for my family. I believe that my dad was right. And my sister and I have had that conversation. This is an issue that we have to recognize, as human beings, that we need to work against discrimination of all kinds in our country, in our state. We were at an event a few nights ago, and there was a young woman who said she doesn't feel safe sometimes because she's transgender, and nobody should feel unsafe. Freedom means freedom for everybody.
New COVID-19 cases in the United States are declining, but hospitals are still being strained in some areas of the country with low vaccine rates. 70 million Americans remain unvaccinated. On Sunday, nearly 86,700 people were reported infected. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News Sunday.
We made it possible for people to be eligible, but they really have to identify their own individual risk and their own individual benefit. And I recognize that this is confusing.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.